The Park City School District in past years raised more than $800,000 in student fees for certain AP classes, elective programs, and other school activities. The school board voted to eliminate that program from the normal back-to-school registration process, and it's resulted in the parent-teacher organizations coming up short on their fundraising efforts. The Ecker Hill Middle School PTO President Melissa Garland said her board is supportive of the intent of the fee waiver decision, but she said they're scrambling to put together a fundraiser to make up for the shortfall. If they don't raise the money, things like parties, teacher recognition, holiday events, and spirit activities will not happen in the schools this year.
Had built into the process of fee paying each year that some amount would go to the parent-teacher organizations. And I learned that as a function of the way the funds are gathered and then dispersed, they simply are unable to separate out funds collecting. But essentially, it was not possible for us to, or for them, to then continue the process whereby the PTOs could directly collect funds at the beginning of the school year from every parent. So as a result, the PTOs, all of them, are finding themselves without the usual cash infusion.
Erica Oberg is the Park City High School Parent Teacher Student Organization president. She said they usually raise about $10,000 for school activities, but they too were short this year by about 30%. They have some money left over from last year to help with the shortage.
Last year we raised, I think, just under $11,000 from parent fees because we do zero fundraising other than our membership. We don't do fall festivals. We don't, you know, our goal is to just collect some money, have the school and the students dictate what they want. We're not there to kind of be in the school, right?
Oberg said they also anticipated the fee changes and they had a card reader set up to take PTSO donations during registration.
So we went into the school year, we went into this year knowing that we were going to have to come up with our own way to collect funds. Obviously, there's somebody can write a check. The other thing we did was we hooked up a Square account, and with the administration's help over at the high school, we were able to change the mailer so it went in to, like, the school packet the correct way so people could see, like, right, like, we did this whole flyer that was like, things changed this year. Make sure you pay your fees at this link. So a lot of people did do that. And so we were pretty, you know, we did get some before school even started or before registration started.
Executive Director of the Park City Education Foundation, Abby McNulty, said they are very supportive of the efforts to make education more equitable and agree with the decision to waive fees for all students. Normally, the Ed Foundation launches the parent appeal at the beginning of the school year, and the funds they raise are used for many programs that support all Park City schools. Because student fees were not collected, parents never access the donation link to the Ed Foundation. They are down by about $40,000, and they will need the help of the community to make up the shortfall.
We have seen that our back-to-school registration fundraising effort, which we call the Parent Appeal Campaign, is down. So we are, you know, we rely on those funds every year to be able to provide the programming into the schools. And so we will try and make those funds up over the course of the year in some way, shape, or form. I believe the school district is working towards a different kind of technology platform next year so that when people register, this ability to make donations online exists.
McNulty said people can help get the fundraising efforts back on track by going to PCEF for Kids or the Park City Education Foundation webpage. Lisa O'Malley, the Ecker Hill PTO treasurer, said their funds are down 85% from last year. She said Ecker Hill Middle School is conducting a fundraiser that will highlight students performing acts of kindness. Students will sell kindness cards to friends and family members. Their goal is for each student to raise $60. They will use the cards to recognize kind acts over the two-week period beginning on October 29th. Intermountain Healthcare Park City Hospital is supporting the school with a $500 donation as part of the mental health and wellness community effort. The Ecker Hill PTO will use the money for a color remix party for all students in early November. Go to anython.com /Ecker Hill to make a donation to the Color for Kindness fundraiser, and donations to any of the Park City School parent-teacher organizations can be made online through the district website at pcschools.us. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.